WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Americans are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy today all over the country. Here's CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
At Chicago's Parkside Academy, volunteers gathered to paint inspirational murals on the walls of the school. In the nation's capital, Vice President Kamala Harris joined students at George Washington University to assemble academic kits for young children. Philadelphia honored Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy, ringing the Liberty Bell. The city of Houston held its annual parade. In Los Angeles, Denver, and San Antonio, residents filled the streets for marches.
There's more fallout now over the discovery of more classified materials at President Biden's home in Delaware. CBS's Skylar Henry tells us Republicans want answers about access.
The White House tells CBS News that while they keep records of who comes and goes from the White House, there are no such records at the president's personal residence.
New York Republican George Santos is taking heat over some of his campaign donors.
Among those who donated to George Santos is Andrew Intrater. He, along with his partner, donated more than $34,000. Though CBS News has learned Intrater is the CEO of a company which once had ties to a sanctioned Russian oligarch. Cheng Gao, a Chinese immigrant with ties to former President Trump, donated more than $11,000. Rocco Opitasano also donated. He was arrested off his 63-foot boat in Miami in 2019 and later pleaded guilty, found to be smuggling more than a dozen undocumented migrants from the Bahamas to Florida. Matt Piper, CBS News.
California could finally start drying out soon. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman in L.A.
By the end of the week, the rain throughout California will pretty much be all done. There is one more storm, what's called an atmospheric river, set to hit the Golden State that should begin to drop rain in the next 24 hours. Officials are issuing new warnings about potential flooding and mudslides. The series of storms has already resulted in at least 19 deaths.
A horrific discovery in Michigan, where a mother and her two young sons were found frozen to death in a wooded area in Pontiac. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard.
She believed someone was trying to kill her and that everybody was in on it. It was a conspiracy, so including the police.
Family tried to get her help, but she refused. Kyiv Mayor Vitali Klitschko is at the World Economic Forum in Davos right now to garner more support for his country in its fight against Russia.
We need to defend our citizens, civilians. Did you see what happens in Dnipro? It's terrorism. It's genocide to kill unguilty people, children, women, all people.
It's a Russian missile strike killed 40 people there this weekend. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out! You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out! I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes. I even got shot. But I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for youth advocate programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show, our weekly chat with the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Another game with a home encounter and then another road trip coming up this Saturday. First up, home game Tuesday night against the Penn State Nittany Lions, 7:30 tip at the Kohl Center, and then another Saturday morning road game in Evanston against Northwestern. Tip time on Saturday down at Welsh Ryan Arena will be 11 a.m. as the Badgers in the thick of this here in this conference race. We talk about the depth of it all the time. And by the way, tomorrow night will mark the 25th anniversary of the opening of the Kohl Center. We'll get into that here on tonight's show as well. We'll also check in with Badgers guard Kamari McGee. Mike Lucas will check in with assistant coach Joe Krabenhoft as we visit now with head coach Greg Gard. You mentioned it after the game on Saturday, Greg. The first half, you know, defensively, it looked like it was going to be one of those, you know, Big Ten close games. Maybe not the highest scoring affair ever, but both teams were getting after each other defensively. It was just a matter they caught a rhythm there in the second half.
Yeah, those first, as you break down the tape, you know, the first 10 possessions, which I thought when it was happening live and take a couple timeouts to try to stop the tide. But, you know, obviously Jackson Davis did what he did, and that's why he is the player he is at the point in time when it was time to take over a game. He was able to do that. But like you said, the defensive effort the first half, and, you know, primarily most of the game, we made life harder on them, and I thought defended reasonably well. The analytics and numbers showed us we did, but you know, when you're having a hard time scoring and trying to manufacture scoring and not, you know, missing some open shots that you got to knock down in games like that, when you have a low possession game, you've got to be very opportunistic. And I think too many turnovers in the first half. We have 6 on 30 possessions. That's too high. But you know, the grit and the perseverance of this group continues to stay strong. You know, and I think this is, you know, we've got guys that are getting experience here that we got to grow from it. We got to learn from it and get ready for the next one. Because like we've said many times, you don't sit around and feel sorry for yourself because you got another team coming in that's a good team.
No, it's not like you have any bye weeks coming up here, literally or figuratively. I mentioned after the game, too. I mean, I could pick off any number of guys, but, you know, Max Klesman diving after loose balls. Connor Essejian, 33 minutes for him the other day, and it seemed like as the game went along, he got, you know, that's cliche here, but got stronger as the game progressed.
And I thought, you know, I was a little concerned, as you always are, with young players going back home, quote unquote. And I thought early he was playing a little rushed. I thought he heat checked a couple of shots when he hadn't hit a shot yet. But once he settled in and got that first basket, got to the free throw line at the end of the first half, you know, obviously he just creates so many things with his movement. He drew three or four fouls just on cuts. And then, you know, a couple drives to the basket where he got fouled. So just understands how to impact the game. Even though he scores and does those things, his movement and understanding of speed of cuts and changing pace, he did that a couple times to draw fouls. You know, that's things that watching a freshman do that and how receptive he's been to coaching and improving. He's getting better defensively. He understands now, I think, our rules. He's obviously going to get physically stronger as his career unfolds, but to see a freshman go in there to that place and do that against maybe one of Indiana's best defensive efforts. I mean, I've seen a lot of their games getting ready for them, and this was as in tune and dialed in as consistently in the right place, right time as they've been in a while.
And you touched on maybe with the team collectively, maybe a forced shot here and there, but otherwise, as maybe you suggested a couple minutes ago, or not maybe, you did suggest a couple minutes ago, that most of these looks from the 3-point line. I mean, you got to take those, right?
You do. There. You do. You can't get over analytical on some of those because then you got players second guessing, you know, and when you're second guessing, then you really aren't going to shoot it well. So you have to play free of conscience. So I've never tried to, you know, maybe we can make one more pass to an open shooter. Maybe it's something where we can get a better one where we just took one early in a shot clock with somebody right into our face and contested. But for the most part, I thought we got the ones from the perimeter were ones you had to take. And you got to, quite frankly, you got to make shots. It's, you know, we overanalyze sometimes. It's not that hard. You know, you've got to make shots. I mean, I don't say it's not that hard. It's not that complicated in terms of trying to really analyze this. You got to make shots specifically when you're on the road. You know, you've got to be able to stem the tide. And we were able to do that specifically that start of the second half.
And that's the big challenge for any coach, right? As you have said many times, as Bo said, you can't yell a guy into making a shot, but you have to, you know, it could work. It could get into your head, right? If you're missing 3-4 in a row, it could affect you at the other end. You got to do what you can to make sure that their confidence level is still
high.
Yeah,
you do. You know, you just try not to let the – I always tell them don't let the – whether the ball goes in or not affects you emotionally, and that's – it's human nature to allow that to happen or to have that happen. So you continue to fight that, and typically younger players struggle with that more than older players, although it seems like our freshman doesn't struggle with it, Connor. But, you know, I think there's some things we can build on, and you know, you, like I said, you can't sit there and feel sorry for yourself because you've got to hear within you know, within 72 hours of that, we've got a pretty good Penn State team coming in.
And we'll get into Penn State in a couple minutes here. So on a lighter note, I mean, we can go over every game through with a fine tooth comb. We're going to be doing a pregame interview here in 24 hours before the game against Penn State. But you had a chance to visit the CBS crew was there. Bill Raftery, you know, just has been terrific in his role for forever and ever, a coach back in the day, Jay Wright as well. I mean, everybody, no matter the profession, it means more when you can, you know, speak, if it's, you know, coach to coach in your case, but that has to be good. You could bounce some things off of those guys and they know exactly where you're coming from, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, seeing those two guys, you know, Friday night in the hotel when we got into Bloomington, and then obviously pregame on Saturday morning, you know, and Jay has been there, done that for a long time. He may have the best gig in sports right now. He's undefeated, sitting there analyzing in between Bill and whoever's doing the play-by-play that day with him. But, you know, I think you understand that, and having been through it, you're going to go through good times, you're going to go through some rough times. You have to handle adversity and not let it overwhelm you, and you can't let success, you know, result in you becoming complacent. So it's a fine balance. You know, coaches go through that. Everybody has. If you've coached long enough, if you haven't, that means you've either A, aren't playing very good competition, or B, haven't been doing it very long. If you're in, there's no such thing as an overnight success, and there's going to be some ups and downs with this journey.
I got a kick out of talking to those guys before the game, and I'm bringing it up because I think they mentioned it during the game broadcast as well. Jay Wright had a chance to talk with Bo was calling Jay Wright, and Jay had mentioned that, and then Raftery chimes in right away. No, he listened to
just including taking a second call.
Right?
Yeah, you got two Philly guys talking to each other. There's going to be not many pauses and silence on the phone. So, including Coach Ryan calling Jay back to explain more things about how we play defensively and things. So, I talked to Coach Ryan yesterday, actually, driving into practice, and I said, hey, did you get enough airtime yesterday? Because I know he got mentioned a few times, and he had a good laugh, but I really enjoyed connecting with Jay and enjoys watching us play.
Yeah, those are always coaches. They always talk about. I remember talking to Barry about this the few years that he was working the college football championship games on Fox with Tom Brenneman and Charles Davis. Said Barry, one of the things I always hear from coaches, like when you step away from coaching and into broadcasting, like you leave the booth. And it's a subjective business. You don't really know, did you win? Did you lose? Were you not? You know, and a lot of coaches struggle with that. Barry was like, oh, no, I like that.
Yeah.
It's like you're undefeated.
Exactly.
You walk out of there.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to carrying that emotional toll with you. You move on to wherever you're flying to or driving to next real fast and prepare for the next game.
Which is Penn State. Let's touch on the Nittany Lions. This is a team, you know, Indiana was a team. They made 1-3. They got a lot done in the paint. Penn State's a team.
A lot of guys, they step off the bus, they're ready to launch, right? Yeah. It's just how, and it's worked well for them.
It has, you know, and even changing, watching last year's game here against them, you know, personnel has changed to some degree, but style of play has changed. And to fit how they, you know, who they have. The oldest team in college basketball, I think 5 fifth-year seniors, 8 seniors overall. So, you know, Mike has done a good job there, Coach Shrewsbury, of taking advantage of the experience, you know. But as I mentioned, you know, the other day, and even in the press conference, we saw what 8 or 9 threes attempted by Indiana. We'll probably see 8 in the first 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. And they'll take advantage. They'll put you on your heels. It's really going to test our defensive discipline of how we handle things. The attention to detail is important. And then they've got, you know, probably an All-American candidate in Jalen Pickett has just been playing phenomenal. And they play through him, but surround him with a lot of shooters. And like I said, get your head spinning with different ghost screening and slide screening. And I'll get too technical here for our listeners, but just get you caught in indecisions and indecision mode defensively. And that's where they get some of their open threes. So we got to make sure we're not caught very much in indecision mode.
You mentioned Jalen Pickett, big, you know, big scorer, big rebounder, assist guy, and they have guys who almost exclusively shoot threes, but Pickett pretty much any level, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely. And they'll isolate him and, you know, play a little bully ball with him at times. But I think the one thing that jumped out to me looking through stats Saturday night and yesterday morning, I think it's 125 assists and 32 turnovers. Mm-hmm. For a guy that handles the ball that much, that's a phenomenal number when you're almost 5-1. Yeah. So, you know, and teams know it. You know, and teams try to do different things to get him out of his rhythm and out of his comfort zone. But like you said, when you surround the floor, surround him with a lot of shooters, and you know, sometimes it's 5 guards on the floor with them, with Lundy or Miles Dredd playing at the 4 and the 5. So that it's unconventional in terms of what you normally see, what we've seen really the last 2 or 3 games with big guys inside. Not that they don't have a couple bigs that play in there, and they also, you know, for the most part, all of them except one shoot threes. So, but like I said, just unconventional and creates a lot of indecision, which you have to counter.
I think I probably asked you this before a few years ago, but recently Penn State played Purdue at the Palestra. Badgers had played at the Palestra, at least once, maybe twice. It's been a while ago. If that came up, if Penn State reached out to you guys, would that be something you would entertain?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think that would be we played Penn, I believe, in a home and home. Coach Ryan wanted to get back for some cheesesteaks and hoagies.
Of course he did.
In any month other than August, when he usually went back to the shore. But just the history of that place. I remember we were in the locker room. There wasn't really lockers. You hung your stuff on a hook, you know, and you had the trough bathrooms, yes. Those things. So it's just the history there. We practiced there too when we were in the regional in Philly. We had a practice there, you know, 5-6 years ago. So I think that's one of the iconic places in college basketball that you don't turn down an opportunity to go play there.
It was a real kick. It was a bucket list to be able to go there once. Right by Franklin Field. Packer fans, tough memory. Chuck Bednarik, Philadelphia Eagles back in the day. Bo snuck in. He's told that story a time or two, but a lot of history, obviously, at the Palestra. We'll take a break. We'll talk a little bit of the history of the Kohl Center. 25 years, pretty young, but a lot of magic's been made there. We'll take a break. More to come as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't beat the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Shop Menards today and save big money on our full selection of interior lighting options from Patriot Lighting. Find your style with Patriot Lighting's great selection of unique finishes and styles. From flush mount lighting to chandeliers, vanity lights to recessed lighting, under cabinet lights and more. We have the lighting options for any room of your home. Stop in today and save big money on interior lights from Patriot Lighting at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Celebrating 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Tomorrow night will be a 25-year celebration, the opening of the Kohl Center, January 17, 1998. Wisconsin beat Northwestern, and the winning record has been among the best in college basketball. This has been a great home court, and Coach Gard has obviously been here for most of that. Hopes to have really good teams. You definitely have that. But yeah. this has been a pretty good home, hasn't it?
It has. It has. And, you know, I think we talked, you know, TV show that just the, I remember when it opened in that first game when Coach Bennett was coaching here, and just how our crew, specifically our facilities crew, has done a phenomenal job of keeping it, you know, bright and shiny and not looking like it's 25 years old. And there's been the appropriate enhancements. We're actually in the process of one right now with our practice facility and weight room and academic center and all those things. But we've been able to add what is needed through the years, an academic center that we didn't have when we first came here, a bigger weight room, obviously a more modernized training room, expanded the locker room once, going to expand it again here next spring. So things that are appropriate and necessary in terms of the competition we face in terms of recruiting. So, you know, I think we've got a terrific home court. And as you mentioned, the record comes because we've got really good teams and, you know, been fortunate to really have very competitive teams. And we've had some great moments in here, whether it's been individual performances, team performances, a championship a few months ago. You know, just a lot of really good memories that this building has seen.
Yeah, it's a big building. It's multi-purpose, of course, so it may not be as intimate as some other venues, but still, there have been a number of games where you feel it. You feel the right vibe. If it was, you know, Jordan Taylor going off in the 2011 game against then number one Ohio State, or the Duke game, not to mention the Big Ten championship clinching games, that's something that I know, as locked in as you are, I would think that the players, they're just certain nights where they notice it, they've got that sixth man, so to speak.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we've tried to emphasize with our fans, that is so important, you know, and watching how the experiences of the fans have changed, you know, because of TV and your profession with radio, everything, the conveniences of not coming here, sometimes you battle, but the more we can have people in here, use your tickets. If you aren't going to use them, give them to somebody who will, but make sure we're in here, we're loud, and we're getting after it, and not wait until we
you know, we're in a hole or something like that, really be engaged. Because you would just watch other plays. I watched Indiana Saturday, and I know that has – it's always been like that. Other places that just are ignited from the beginning, and that's something, you know, that I think everywhere in college basketball, even in college athletics, how do you create an experience that the fans, you know, are excited about? And some of that's in-game activity, in-game music, promote all those type of things. I mean, there's – getting into things that are way over my head, but it's really important for our fans to be present and be vocal.
Yeah, a lot of bells and whistles. You watch any NBA game, and it's just never a downtime. But right. I get it, and you raise a great point, particularly during the pandemic when there was no choice. You couldn't get into venues, and you get used to sitting on your couch or your easy chair or whatever. But I always think, I always tell folks, nothing beats being there,
right.
Being a part of it. I we don't have to go back real far. We go back to last March, and the scene at the Kohl Center that night with the students and, you know, rushing the floor. And that's something that the college game gives you,
right.
That, I mean, the NBA, the greatest players in the world, you don't really get that at that level.
Absolutely. You get an intimate animal. Feel. You got amateurs playing here. And I think the other thing, the most important thing, our players appreciate it and want our fans in here loud and engaged and into the game. So, number one, at the top of the priority list, our players really appreciate it when our fans are vocal, and they've been great this year. I mean, we've, you know, got to continue that as we go deeper into the Big Ten season here, because there's going to be a battle every night. We've seen that. There's so much parity in our league that you're going to see good basketball each night, and you never know. Like we've seen many times, you never know. You don't want to say that, oh man, I wish I would have went because I missed it.
Yep.
You know, and there's moments always coming that you don't want to miss.
Well, I think when you hearing you right there, I think of the night that Frank set the individual single game scoring record of 43 points. That's a game that's, you know, it's one of those non-conference games early in the season, North Dakota, and he does something we've never seen, the 43-point night. It's the beauty of it, without a doubt. Let's get back to current events here with this team and sort of current events. Greg, one thing I was going to mention Saturday, and I'll just do it now. You guys have a, particularly in recent years, have had, I know every team is different, but you guys have had this knack in the program when things look tough, it plays really well. It comes off the canvas. This is a different year, different team, but are there some things from those past seasons you can draw upon, players even can draw upon who are a part of it, that can help them now?
Yeah, I think the main thing is, you know, you stay the course, you know, and you understand as an athlete, as a competitor, you're not going to have it go your way all the time. So how to respond when you hit some adversity? How do you respond when things don't go well? Everybody can, you know, it's easy when things are going well and everybody's feeling good about themselves. But like I said, in today's world, you're going to go through some type of adversity, whatever causes it, whether it's an injury, whether you don't play well, whether the other team is, you know, there's so much parity, as we've talked about ad nauseum, that there's no guarantees. So you better show up and play well and play hard, and then you learn from it, and you quickly soak in the knowledge that you've taken from the previous experience, good, bad, or indifferent. You apply it, you try to improve, and you move on to what's coming next, because there's not a lot of downtime here. We don't have 7 days between games to sit here and look at our wounds like maybe other sports do. So you quickly got to learn from it and get calloused and better because of it, and know that you got a long season, and if you let it hang around, it's just going to darken the day more. So you got to, like I said, just learn from it, move on to next.
I remember back several years ago now, but there were, you know, at least two or three teams in the league who weren't good, and you could play you know, okay and win. And now I think, like this week as we record this, I think it's 7 or 8 teams in the Big Ten in the top 50 in the net. I mean, it's nuts, just the depth of this league.
Well, you just look, you look college basketball. Obviously, we focus on the Big Ten, and you got Ohio State that's lost 4 in a row. Indiana had lost 4 in a row. Michigan had lost a few in a row. You look nationally, UConn was number 1 in the country. They've lost 4 of the last 5. So, and you can go on and on about different teams around the country, what has happened or hasn't happened. Arizona has lost 2 out of the last 3. So you understand that it's going to happen. You wish it not to happen. You do everything in your power not to have it happen. But when it does, you can't perseverate. You can't keep dwelling back on the past. That's why we do the teaching clips and we turn the page and we apply, you know, what you've learned to the next step that we have to go through.
when we talked last week, it was obviously the day before the Michigan State game, and you know, we visited obviously after those games. You know, hopefully Tyler Wall can get himself back up here as soon as he's ready, of course, but you've seen enough from like a Chris Hodges, a Marcus Silver. You've got some things to build on with those two guys.
Yeah, there's some definite positive signs. You know, I thought Chris did some good things. You know, he got it, as I told him yesterday in film, it's not going to be a pleasant experience when one of your first matchups is against an All-American post player. And I think he learned from, you can't press up on Trace Jackson Davis at the foul line because he'll spin off you so quickly like he did. So just every experience helps him. I thought he rebounded well in the first half. He was physical. So every little step with him as a developing post player is important. We've talked about, you know, the development of Connor Asijan, how he's taken every opportunity and run with it. You know, and other guys too. Gilmore continues to battle, but we've got to get more production, specifically offensively. Saturday, I thought we were good enough defensively for most of the game, not the first 10 minutes or first 10 possessions of the second half, but offensively we made it harder than it needs to be on ourselves.
And it's captain obvious on my part. We know what Tyler Wall can do with his defensive versatility, but in the offensive end, he among other things, he can get to the free throw line too.
Yeah, there's so much that, you know, that he does that impacts what we do, and it's as much as you want to say plug and play, that's not happening because of just everything that Tyler brings. First of all, 3.5 years experience is at the top of the list. Then you got a very versatile guy that can handle it in transition, as you mentioned, get to the free throw line, post up, make plays off the dribble, the defensive versatility, the rebounding. I mean, I can go on and on. The end of game situations he's been in. I mean, you can go on and on of the things. So we can't worry about it. We get him healthy when he can get healthy. But in the meantime, other guys got to continue to grow.
There's a reason that line's been around forever. Next man up, right?
Jump in. Let's go.
All right. Appreciate your time. We invite you to stick around. We'll hear from Badger sophomore guard Kamari McGee. And a bit later, Mike will check in with assistant coach Joe Krabenhoff. More to come as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the 5 things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Olivia, from Washington.
laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 34. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs around 36. Cloudy. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 27. 4 to 8 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show. Time for our players segment of the program. And tonight we have a chance to catch up with Badgers guard Kamari McGee, young man out of Racine, St. Catherine. Last year with the Green Bay Phoenix, put up a good freshman season. That scoring clip really ramped up late in the year. Known as a good, tenacious defensive player. That's been in his DNA for a while. And he's been a catalyst in a couple of early season games for the Badgers. And while his minutes have been limited so far, he does an excellent job of staying ready. Our conversation, though, starts with his routine post-practice. So many of these Badger players hang around at the end of a practice, especially during the semester break. They have their own individual routine, the checklist of things they want to feel good about when they leave the practice floor. So we ask Kamari, what does he want to feel good about when he finally steps away from the basketball court?
For me personally, it's always improving my shot. I like to switch it up a little bit. Like today, I switched it from what I normally do, but my normal routine is just doing 10 makes at 5 spots, and it's not so much about, it's about the makes, but more about my technique, just making sure I'm holding my guy hand up or following through, just making sure that, or I'm sticking my land. It's just technique so that when game time come, I don't go away from him and I'm making my shots.
As we conduct this interview here, as we have this conversation, we're still relatively early in the Big Ten season. You played Big Ten opponents at Green Bay, but now you're getting into that stretch here. You probably heard a lot about the physical nature of it and all of that. Probably everything that you expected up to this point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Excuse me. Most definitely everything that I expected. It's physical. You know, the pace of the game is a little bit different than what it was at Green Bay. And for the most part, other than those two, everything is pretty much the same. You're just going out and hooping. So I'm enjoying it. Like I said earlier before, I like the physical game. So that doesn't bother me one bit. You know, I've always been a physical player. So it's just adding to it, and it's fun.
We've talked before about your willingness, your desire to play on the defensive end. That's been a big part of your basketball, you know, DNA, I guess. But I go back to one of the non-conference games against Lehigh, where, you know, they were giving you guys all you wanted, and down 5 in the second half, and then when you guys stormed back, you outscored them like 40-13, whatever it was, the rest of the way. But Coach Gard specifically mentioned you, and a big part of that turnaround was on the defensive end. It doesn't show in a box score necessarily, but you kind of feel it, don't you? Either you individually, your teammates around you, when you're starting to assert your will on the defensive end of the floor?
You definitely can feel it. Coming into that game specifically, I knew that we were in like a little slump on the defensive end, so I wanted to do whatever in my abilities to get them off of their, knock them off of their horse. You know, they was on a high horse, they were scoring at will, so I wanted to do whatever I could to come in and help that, and I was able to do that because I'm always ready on the defensive end. The offensive end, both ends I'm always ready, but I know defense is what wins games, wins championships, so I'm always, like, defense is always the point, because when we're rolling on defense, we can get whatever we want on the offensive end, so we got to make sure that our defense is on point, and that's what I try to do every day.
Coach Gard always says, he preaches since day one when he took over, be ready so you don't have to get ready. And there are, you know, there are games where some guys might play a lot of minutes. There might be some games where it's very few. So it's really, I guess, like for someone in my role, it's really easy to say that, hey, you know, be ready so you don't have to get ready. Take us through that, because, you mean, obviously your minutes are picking up now. There was a time where everybody's kind of feeling out the role. That's got to be hard, but it's something that you guys seem to be pretty good at doing, staying ready.
Yeah, you know, it definitely was hard, but I've been in this position plenty of times, multiple times. Like freshman year in high school, I didn't play as much as I wanted to. Defense got me on the floor. Green Bay, same thing at the beginning. You know, I didn't play as much as I want, but defense and then my ability to score was got me on the floor. So just always being ready, like, you, because you never know when your jersey is going to get called, so you got to stay ready. Like, yeah, it can be tough mentally because, you know, you feel like you should be playing more. You're working hard. You feel like you should be in at certain times, but, you know, they get paid to coach. We're players, so they do. They know who they want in at what time, so, you know, you just got to stay ready at all times. And I feel like as the season is going on, I'm getting much better at that.
You guys have opened up a lot of eyes nationally, I think, with the way you've played and winning the close games. I would imagine some consider what has happened a surprise. Would I be right in assuming that you guys are not one of those among the surprise? You expect to be able to be a pretty good team, right?
Yeah, no, we're not surprised by that at all. Because, like, at the beginning of the year, we heard all the rankings and the people talking, and we never pay attention to the outside noise because they don't see us every day in here in the weight room. So, you know, that's their job. We got a job to do on the court, and they got a job to do. So we don't pay attention to it because, you know, that's just what they got to do, and we make sure we're ready.
What is it about, without giving away state secrets, but what is it about you guys that makes you as good as you are? What is there, you know, like we could rattle off a bunch of statistics, but, you know, if it's the camaraderie, the chemistry, whatever, what are a lot of us not seeing that you guys see every day when you're with one another?
It's the fight inside of everybody. From 1 through 16, it's the fight, whether it's against another team or we're in practice in those four lines. Like, it's fight. We go at each other day in and day out because we know when it comes game time, nobody's going to take it easy on us because they're not on our team. So, like, we can't take it easy just because we're on the same team. Like, in these hours we get to practice, like, you just got to go at each other. You got to go hard in each and every drill because then when the game comes, not saying it'll be easier, but it should be harder in practice. In my opinion, it should be harder in practice. So we've got to make sure we're doing what we got to do in here and in the weight room, and then come game time, we'll be ready for whatever.
I've talked to a lot of your teammates, not just this year, but guys who played here in the past, and you're getting a feel for it now. Road games in the Big Ten on a regular basis, and what it means, the environments. Guys here seem to love it. You know, I mean, you love the home crowd, and, you know, don't get me wrong, but there's just something about going on the road that seems something that's a little extra special that you guys embrace.
It is. Going on the road, I enjoy it a lot because, like, last year, it wasn't really many, like, big crowds. Mm-hmm. So, like, going on the road, I love that. Having the fans chirping at you. Like, the first one that I really seen was, like, the Marquette game, and I couldn't do nothing but smile. It was just, like, it was almost funny. Like, I love it going against at the away crowds. That's fun. I love it. I'm sure everybody else does, too.
And that's where you got your first points, right, as a Badger in that game. You knocked down three, and just to be able to check that box, you know, I mean, we know that you can put points up. I mean, we know you can score, but to be able to do that in a pretty hostile environment,
yeah, know.
You know,
definitely
nothing
felt
like
good
quiet a crowd, right?
Definitely felt good in there, especially because it was close to home, too, so it definitely felt good in Marquette.
Final thought here is, you know, we talked over the summer and then obviously before the trip to France. I mean, you came here for a reason and there's the basketball stuff, but it just seems like you're enjoying every minute here, the total experience, student athlete, being with these guys. It's everything you thought it would be, I guess, right?
Oh, definitely everything I thought it would be. Like, I really enjoyed my time here on the court and off the court. Like, I'm always doing something, like, whether I'm with the guys, by myself, on the court, whatever it may be. Like, I really enjoy Madison. I enjoy the fans, everybody who supports us, my teammates. I just love it here. The coaches, like, the city, everything about Madison, I just love. It's hard to beat.
And that is Badgers sophomore guard Kamari McGee. We'll take a break. When we continue, Mike Lucas sits down with assistant coach Joe Krabbenhoft and get Joe's perspective on what the Badgers have been missing in the absence of Tyler Wall these last three games. Those two guys coming up next as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome back to the Greg Gard Radio Show. I'm Mike Lucas. I'm joined now by Associate Head Coach Joe Krabbenhoff. Joe, when you look at the number of games you played without Tyler Wall, what do you miss the most?
I think Coach said it best recently when he talked about his experience. You know, the amount of games played, the amount of possessions that came down to crunch time, you know, where Tyler's been on the floor over the last 3-4 years. You just miss his leadership and experience out there during those crucial moments, I think, the most. He makes some simple, minute decisions be very, very easy for him, and it's complicated for others, but Tyler's been through it.
So when you talk about experience, you're kind of hitting on the nuances of the game itself?
Yeah, for sure. Just little things to schematically what we do defensively it's been ingrained in him for 3-4 years, so he just does it naturally, and when others don't, he's able to be out there and picking everybody up, covering up mistakes. And then, you know, when it's a player's game, Coach has always said that, and you know, in crunch time, when decisions need to be made in a split second, Tyler's made those. He's failed in some, and he's more often than not, he's made the right ones. And you know, I think we've seen in crucial time, you know, where we miss his experience, his decision making, specifically on the defensive end, but we've also on the offensive end, we've gone to him many times over the last several years, and mostly this year when we needed, you know, a bucket or needed a good decision decision to be made, the ball's often in his hands.
Seems to me, too, when you don't have Tyler Wahl on the offensive end, it affects the other components of your offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, numbers aside, he's just another going back to experience. He knows what the team needs, when we need it, time and situation. And he's a really good player. He's evolved. He's gotten better. And he was making better and better decisions as the year had been progressing. But, hey, you know, next man up. Tyler's getting stronger and getting better, and everybody else is learning.
One thing, too, with Tyler Wahl, that a word is always associated with Tyler's leadership. It can be an all-encompassing term, but what does leadership mean to you in terms of Tyler Wahl?
Been there, done that. I think guys look to him because when they were in high school watching the Badgers, Tyler was out on the floor winning championships. You know, a lot of these guys haven't been around as long as him, so experience. He's been through it. He doesn't get too high or too low in games or in crucial moments, and so guys look to him and follow his lead because he's been there, done that. And but he's also grown in his leadership. His voice is getting louder and stronger. Not specifically louder, but just people are listening, and he's not afraid to speak up and tell certain individuals or the team collectively what they need to hear. Sometimes even the coaches, you know, we lean on our guys who've been out there, and Tyler often can command a huddle and talk to everybody and tell us what we need to do.
Joe, to your thinking, how far has Carter Gilmore come along since he first stepped on campus as a walk-on?
It's hard to put into words how far he's come, and I think a lot of it's just growing up, and I think that's the fun part in coaching. That's why we all got into this, to see the development of young men on and off the floor and how it correlates, you know, one way and the other. And he's mature physically, he's mature mentally. He's still got a ways to go, don't get me wrong, but the growth has been substantial, and it's been required of him in order to be out on the floor and help us play. And he understood that. That's what he wanted to do. That's why he came here, was to play. And in order for him to do that, he had to grow. And it was a challenge for him. It wasn't always easy on and off the court. Nothing bad, but it wasn't always easy. And he took that challenge head on. And I'm very, very proud of him. And it's fun to see. That's why we do this, to see the growth. And who knows what it'll amount to as far as stats or minutes played or anything like that. But from where he was to where he is now is awesome. And I think he's got more room to grow.
When Carter Gilmore is playing well, what areas can he help you the most?
His natural feel for the game is tremendous. I mean, just on both ends of the floor, it stands out. You know, he's always in the right spot. He's often cutting when he should. He's spotting up when he needs to. He's making the right pass at the right time. And then defensively, you know, he maybe doesn't have the pop or quickness, length as of Tyler Wahl, but he has the mind of Tyler, and he knows where he needs to be. So he uses his intellect, you know, above maybe what he misses, maybe athletic. Athletic-wise, he's able to beat guys to spots because he anticipates really well, and so he's helped us on both ends of the floor. And don't forget about how scrappy and tough he is. I mean, he's a blue-collar type of player. He's willing to get on the floor, mix it up with guys 5 inches taller and 30 pounds heavier, and he doesn't bat an eye. He doesn't blink. He just goes right at it physically, and you love to see that.
Joe, what intrigues you the most about Marcus Silver?
The potential's definitely there, but that's just a word for you're not there yet. And but he's got it all. I mean, that's what we saw on film when we couldn't actually see him in the recruiting process. Was, wow, this guy really looks like a high-level skilled player. He can shoot it, he can handle it, he can pass it. In practice, when he's playing freely and of open mind, he can really make plays on the offensive end of the floor from all different angles, from three, driving into the hoop, posting up, can get to the free throw line. He's a good passer. Now it's just when bullets are flying and the game's moving fast and physical, can that translate? And I think we're starting to see that bit piece by piece for him, and that's fun to see. But he understands the process. He's very, very smart kid. He understands. So when we talk to him about the evolution of a Tyler Wahl and other guys who've similar, you know, gone through it, he knows it's going to take time, and he's bought into that. And that's important.
One final thought, Chris Hodges. I know he's raw, but Is he making strides in an improvement?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been everybody's process goes at its own pace. You know, people forget that Frank Kaminsky's process was about as slow as it gets, right? And I'm not using that name with Chris. That's not fair to either one of them. But everybody's process is going to be different. And Chris's has been slow, but growth has been substantial. And I think we saw that against Michigan State, for him to go in there and make a move like that and be confident and know what's coming on the defensive end of the floor is growth. And that's what you want to see. And his heart and mind is in the right place. You never question that. And as long as you got that, you know, I think we'll continue to see growth.
Joe, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
We'll close out things right after this. You are listening to the Greg Gard Show from Learfield.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Well, we record this show, a couple of Big Ten games earlier in the day. Obviously, Purdue at Michigan State, Illinois at Minnesota. Wednesday in the Big Ten, Ohio State trying to get back on track, losing an overtime to Rutgers on Sunday. The Buckeyes will be in Lincoln to take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Meanwhile, Northwestern hung in there against Michigan, but the Wolverines pulled away in the second half yesterday, and it's back on the road for Chris Collins' team as they head to Carver Hawkeye Arena to take on Iowa. And a lot of credit to the Hawkeyes. You know, they were in apparently dire straits not long ago, but they've been on a pretty good run here of late. Thursday, we got four games on the schedule. Rutgers will be at Michigan State. The Minnesota Golden Gophers, you know, they had that big win at Ohio State last week on the home floor against Purdue. Michigan will be in College Park to take on the Maryland Terrapins, and Indiana hits the road, making the trip to Champaign to take on the Illinois Fighting Illini. On Saturday, outside of the Badgers game at Northwestern, Iowa hits the road to Columbus to take on Ohio State, and Nebraska heading to Central PA to square off with the Penn State Nittany Lions. Our coverage tomorrow night will start at 6:30 with our pregame show, and the tip time for the Badgers and Penn State will be 7:30. First of two meetings. Badgers have a return trip next month out to State College, and again tomorrow marking the 25th anniversary of the opening of the Kohl Center, a night where the Badgers, or a day actually, where the Badgers beat the Northwestern Wildcats, and a lot of memories have been made, and who knows, hopefully the best is yet to come. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for the Badgers and Penn State at the Kohl Center on the Badger Sports Network.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar & Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 34. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night, 27. 4 to 8 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 35.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar
faces. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.